This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. We're in one of the best seasons of the year right now, aren't we? The long, long season of autumn. It's long enough, I think, to have its own seasonal divisions, the season of gamble oak acorns, short, fat acorns falling in the woods above the desert. Arizona white oak starts dropping acorns late August, early September, and I can usually find acorns on Arizona white oaks a month or two later, so it has this wonderful prolonged season. Mexican blue oaks drop acorns in November, so different autumn acorn seasons. Seedy forbs and grasses have dried, and seed litters the ground. The casual observer may not see all the seed, but mourning doves have no problem seeing it. White-winged doves are long gone. They left a long time ago. So tiny ground doves and the many, 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 many mourning doves get the goods. When you walk across the grassland, groups of 20 or 30 mourning doves will explode from the ground where they've been feeding. Scale and gamble quail are enjoying this amazing seed festival and feast as well. At night, pocket mice and kangaroo rats gather seed, stuffing seed into their cheek pouches to stash in burrows or mounds. The dry grasses of southeastern Arizona are beautiful right now. So many marvelous colors, like little bluestem, the name of little bluestem, but the stems turn almost red, topped by silvery seed heads that are, when they're backlit, are magnificent. Cane bluestem, the same thing, beautiful red, brown stems and fluffy heads. Tanglehead, an amazing bunch grass called tanglehead, turns an incredible brown straw color. Tanglehead's specific epithet, I like saying that, specific epithet, it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, specific epithet, is contortus, referring to the twisty, tangly mess of seeds as they dry. Very, very cool looking. So it's the season of dry grasses, the season of seeds dropping, and folks all around southeastern Arizona are grinding up the dried and collected mesquite pods. Yeah, at gatherings, mesquite pods are fed into a hammer mill. Tiny brooked beetles flee for their life. The millers look like mimes. They're covered in flour, but they go about their work. It's fantastic. It's a season of mesquite pod flour. It's the season of dust. Monsoon moisture is long gone, and now we wait for any surprise autumn moisture. Even quail scurrying down a dirt road kick up dust. It's the season of wonderful breezes. Our dog Farley loves nothing better than to put his nose into the breeze and work it, sometimes turning his head slightly to adjust for a scent. Sometimes he'll bristle and turn to look at me, incredulous that I can't smell that coyote or bobcat 100 yards away in the riparian quarter of the old Guajolote. The low rocky slopes near our home, they're fantastic. The fan-shaped leaves of a coral bean are falling and exposing the narrow stems that have these beautiful, long, open pods displaying the red beans, the coral bean. Yeah. It's a season of getting out, especially for plant and animal geeks like you and me. Sometimes I need, you know, some rough and rolling topography to clamber around on. Yeah, so recently I found fresh fruit, fresh seed for Garia plants. Oh, Garia, very cool. An evergreen shrub found in the hills and mountains of southeastern Arizona. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a... you can find it other places, but you and I are only interested in that, right? I always found this fresh, blackish, purplish, juicy fruit of Garia wrightii. I think some folks might mistake Garia for some form of manzanita, but no, it's Garia. It's in its own family, I think, Gariaceae or something. It's named in honor of a guy named Nicholas Gary, who explored the Pacific Northwest in the early 1800s. Because Garia species, there are 15 species totally, do range from the Pacific Northwest down to Baja. Wrightii, this particular one, Wrightii is in honor of the New England botanist who ended up in the Southwest named Charles Wright. Garia has male and female plants, so you're looking for the female loaded with that amazing blackish fruit. Yeah, I think I'm going to grow this amazing plant. There are a couple species, flavescens and Wrightii. I've got to grow these. I think these would be marvelous. I think they'll lead to some great wealth. Oh, yeah, so it's the season. It's the season of Garia seed. It's the season of going to the hills. Each hike in the hills becomes another season. The desert, my friends, is full of seasons, and the desert, my friends, is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.